Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie Collum. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie Collum. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tommy Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mixes moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixes scores. McCullough moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 0. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Collum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collum fires to first and has Fondi trapped. There's the throw to Bridges, who tags Fondi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 0. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Minor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mixis hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum is 0 for 1 in the game. Colum hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. 1 out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 1 in the game. Minner strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bridges. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Semenik scoops up the ball and tags Fondi for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 2 in the game. Minor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields the ball and throws to Minor covering. Safe. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Jackie Collum. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Podbielen now pitching. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.